भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ग्रीवायां जानलोकौ शा तपोलोकः स्तनद्वयात् मूर्धभि सच्चलोकस्थु ब्रह्मलोकः सनातनः ग्रीवायां जनलोकोश थापोलोका स्तनाद्वयात् मूर्धभि सच्चलोकस्थु ब्रह्मलोका सनातनः ग्रीवायां जनलोकोश थापोलोकस्तनाद्वयात् मूर्धभि सच्चलोकस्थु ब्रह्मलोकः सनातनः ग्रीवायां जनलोकोश थापोलोकस्तनाद्वयात् मूर्धभि सच्चलोकस्थु ब्रह्मलोकः सनातनः ग्रीवायां अप टू द नेक जनलोका द जनलोक प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम अश्च ऑफ हिम तपलोका द तपलोक प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम स्तनद्वयात् बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम द ब्रेस्ट मूर्धभि बाय द हेड सत्यलोका द सत्यलोक प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम Two, but Brahmaloka, the spiritual planets, Sanatana, eternal. Translation, and purple by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Paraparamahansa, Paribrajakacharya, Ashtotara Satasisima, Heshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srina Prabhupada, Ki. From the forefront of the chest, up to the neck of the universal form of the Lord, are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka and Tapaloka. Whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. Can you repeat? From the forefront of the chest, up to the neck of the universal form of the Lord, are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka and Tapaloka. Whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. Purport. Many times in these pages we have discussed the spiritual planets situated beyond the material sky, and the description is collaborated in this verse. The word Sanatana is significant. This very idea of eternity is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita 8.20, where it is said that beyond the material creation is the spiritual sky, where everything is eternal. Sometimes Satyaloka, the planet in which Brahma resides, is also called Brahmaloka. But the Brahmaloka mentioned here is not the same as the Satyaloka planetary system. This Brahmaloka is eternal, whereas the Satyaloka planetary system is not eternal. And to distinguish between the two, the adjective Sanatana has been used in this case. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this Brahmaloka is the loka or abode of Brahman, or the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual sky, all the planets are as good as the Lord Himself. The Lord is all spirit, and His name, fame, glories, qualities, pastimes, etc., are all non-different from Him, because He is absolute. As such, the planets in the kingdom of God are also non-different from Him. In those planets, there is no difference between the body and the soul, nor is there any influence of time as we experience in the material world. In addition to there being no influence of time, the planets in Brahmaloka, due to being spiritual, are never annihilated. All variegatedness in the spiritual planets is also one with the Lord. And therefore, the Vedic aphorism, Ekam Eva Dvitiyam, is fully realized in that Sanatana atmosphere of the spiritual variegatedness. This material world is only a shadow, phantasmagoria, of the spiritual kingdom of the Lord. And because it is a shadow, it is never eternal. The variegatedness in the material world of duality, spirit and matter, cannot be compared to that of the spiritual world. Because of a poor fund of knowledge, less intelligent persons sometimes mistake the conditions of the shadow world to be equivalent to those of the spiritual world, and thus they mistake the Lord and His pastimes in the material world to be one with the conditioned souls and their activities. The Lord condemns such less intelligent persons in the Bhagavad Gita 9:11, Havajananti mammutha manusim tanum ashritam parambabam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. Whenever the Lord incarnates, He does so in His full internal potency, Atmamaya, and less intelligent persons mistake Him to be one of the material creations. Srila Sridhar Swami, therefore, rightly commenting on this verse, says that the Brahmaloka mentioned here is Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God, which is Sanatana, or eternal, and is therefore not exactly like the material creation described above. The Virat, universal form of the Lord, is an imagination for the material world. It has nothing to do with the spiritual world or the kingdom of God. Om Agyananti Midandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshurunmanitam Jina Tasmai Sri Gravinava Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garada Sivashari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gribayam janaloko shva tapaloko sanadvayat murdubi satyalokasthu brahmaloka sanatana. From the forefront up to the chest of the neck of the universal form of the Lord are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka and Tapaloka, whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. So this chapter is called Cause of All Causes. And here it's describing the situation of the universal form of the Lord, which Prabhupada says it's more or less an imagination. because practically nobody could visualize it anyway, because it comprises the whole universe. But the universe is imagined like that. Then we can learn to perceive how the Lord is all-pervading in every aspect of the universe. So it's another way we can materially perceive of the presence of the Lord. Because with material senses, we perceive the material objects. But if we can relate everything we see as being part of the form of the Lord, then we can remember Krishna. So although it's called an imagination, it's beneficial for the living entities to comprehend the Lord everywhere, and also the greatness of the Lord, how He encompasses the entire universe and beyond. 10 fingers beyond, Dashangulam. Next chapter is the Purusha Shukta. Describes in that how the universal form is. He expands throughout the whole universe and 10 fingers also beyond that. Just to make sure. So Srila Prabhupada said this is very good for materialistic people to meditate upon the Lord. They can learn how to perceive the Lord everywhere. And be able to appreciate Him everywhere. But the thing is, Prabhupada said, then it's very difficult to have a relationship with this form of the Lord. He says, well, we have different forms of the Lord. We have Jagannath here and Gaunindai. And Prabhupada said, this is much more practical. Because here you can actually address the Lord, you can serve the Lord, you can make many offerings to them. But how you can approach the universal form of the Lord? You can't give Him a shnan. Where are you going to get the water to bathe the universe from? So you can't have you can't do any really personal service to Him. So Prabhupada said, actually, the deity is better to worship the deity than the universal form. Because then you can learn to establish a personal relationship with Krishna. But the universal form is very difficult to establish any personal relationship. So one will always remain in Shantaras by perceiving the Lord like this. But still, better than not perceiving the Lord at all. But better than that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us specifically Shakiras and Vatsalaras and Madhuriras, particularly Madhuriras. He came to teach us the devotion of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So this type of relationship we cannot have with the universal form of the Lord. But it's there anyway. Because Prabhupada says that less intelligent persons sometimes mistake the conditions of the shadow world to be equivalent to those of the spiritual world. And thus they mistake the Lord and His pastimes in the material world to be one of the conditioned souls and of their activities. Less intelligent persons, Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti Mammodha. They think I take an ordinary form, so actually they are less intelligent. So here we can see that those who worship the Virat Rupa, although it's a materialistic conception, for materialists. Actually, they're much better than the jnanis who are Mayavadis. Although the Gyanis are so learned, they have so much knowledge. But because they think ultimately everything is impersonal, they think that when Krishna comes here, he accepts a material form. They say Krishna appears in the mode of goodness and he accepts a material form. So therefore the worshippers of Virat Rupa are actually much better situated than the Mayavadis, although they're so learned. But you know, what is that learning actually? Krishna says they're foolish, they're muda. Bhagavatam says, because they do not accept the lotus feet of Krishna. It's a symptom of their intelligence is not pure. And another place Prabhupada says, simply by professing this philosophy, Mayavada philosophy, it's simply a symptom of sin. So anybody, Prabhupada said, anybody who has this philosophy, you can understand he's sinful. That itself, the actual acceptance of Mayavada, is a symptom of your sinful nature. Because they fail to accept the lotus feet of the Lord and worship the Lord. So, according to these philosophers, when Krishna comes here, he accepts a material form. But he's in the mode of goodness. Otherwise, Krishna can speak Bhagavad Gita and how he can perform many wonderful activities. Okay, he's kind of superhuman. But he accepts a body in the mode of goodness. But then again, Krishna's controversial activities, they defy this, because Ras dance is certainly not Shaktagun. It's very much Rajagun. He's dancing with other men's wives in the middle of the night. So they're perplexed, these Vaivadas. They can't understand what's going on. No, he takes birth in the mode of goodness otherwise, because he's such a philosopher, but then again he's doing all these activities in Rajagun. So Krishna is very difficult to understand. Krishna. Unless one actually takes shelter of Krishna's devotee. And then we can understand, as Prabhupada is pointing out, this spiritual variegatedness. In the spiritual world, there is no difference between body and soul, between the Lord's pastimes, his activities. Everything is on the absolute platform. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, the offering is Brahman. The person who's offering, he becomes Brahman. But that which is sacrificed is Brahman. The objective is Brahman. Everything becomes Brahman. It becomes absolute. Prabhupada's pointing out that everything becomes absolute. The whole of the spiritual world becomes absolute. It's identical with Krishna in quality. Qualitatively, it is identical. In other words, it's all spirit, but there is variegatedness in spirit. It's not like this world of duality where there is distinction between spirit and matter. No, everything there is spirit. And Krishna says that that part is never destroyed. Even when all of the worlds are destroyed, that part is never destroyed. It is called Brahmana Sanatana. Brahmaloka Sanatana. They're not destroyed when the all of the universe is wound up. What is that place you just mentioned? Melkoti. It's also, it's not destroyed when the universe is destroyed, according to Sacha Brahma. Also, Namadeep Dham. It's not destroyed when the universe is destroyed. Even then, there's a partial dissolution and the water floods the entire universe. Namadeep just floats on like a lotus. It doesn't become affected by that. So Krishna says that part remains as it is. It is not destroyed even when the whole universe is destroyed. Now the story of Markandeya Rishi, he had a benediction. He could live for 7 kalpas, or so many kalpas he could live for. He had a blessing. It was very pretty good, that benediction. I can live forever. But he didn't. He forgot to understand that the universe has a partial devastation every now and again, every day of Brahma. So the whole universe was flooded. There's huge storms and so much water, and the whole universe becomes flooded, and it's just like a massive storm in an ocean. So Markandeya Rishi said he can't die. He's got a benediction. I can't die. So he's just being splashed everywhere. What benediction is this? I got to stay for thousands of years, just being splashed about. He can't die. And sometimes he's unconscious, and he's, oh, what a terrible situation. And then one time he's unconscious, and then there's some land there, and there's a Surabhi. Gala sees him, she pulls him onto the land. And then he comes to his senses, and he looks up and he sees a beautiful place, and trees are there, and birds and flowers. And all the birds are chanting the name Gaura, 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 Gauranga, Gauranga. Yeah, what is this wonderful place? I mean, I thought I was in the ocean. I didn't think anything else was existing in this annihilation. And Srabhi Kaur says, no, this is Namati. This part never destroys. It simply floats like a lotus on the water. So he was a great Muni. Then after that, he became a great devotee, Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the kindness of Krishna. He comes here and he performs pastimes and he gives these many sanctified places that we can take living entities can take shelter of. We were just in Rameswaram, where the Lord worshipped Lord Shiva. They're very nice. The devotees there, okay, worshipping Lord Shiva. But such a beautiful place, and such a beautiful temple. So everybody's going. I think this is one of the 40th, right? Every Hindu must visit the Rameswaram Dwarka, Puri and Bhajan. At least once in their lifetime, they have to visit these four places. Otherwise, you can go to Namadeep. They're all there anyway, or Vrindavan. But Krishna's so kind, he's giving opportunity for people to take shelter in the holy dharms. And the speciality of these places is that the Lord personally is there. He personally is there. And devotees can have personal relationship with him. Whereas those who take shelter of the universal form, they can't have a personal relationship with him. Plus, they get destroyed at the time of the annihilation of the universe. So their position is not so good. And they say, completely fix their mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. Which is kind of difficult. That Pataloloka region. His feet are the Pataloloka. So it's troublesome to meditate upon the universal form of the Lord when Krishna has such nice feet. And Krishna stands in Tree Bhanga. He's more merciful, so merciful, all the different forms of the Lord. So merciful. But generally he's got 2 feet on the ground. Krishna is more merciful because he's in Tree Bhanga. 1 foot is kind of on an angle like that. That's because the devotees are always anxious to get the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. But generally his feet are by all the different mortis and forms of the Lord. He has 2 feet on the ground. So it's difficult to get the dust under his lotus feet. But Krishna lifts his foot up a little bit. So then the wind is coming in. Therefore he's saying that Tree Bhanga is a very merciful form. We can get the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Is that right? 20 to 10? Is that right? Oh, it's late, eh? Okay, we'll stop there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bangalore Bhaktivinoda ki. What time do you usually start the class? About 8, okay. We came late, yeah. Okay. Sorry.